What's the message that you wanted to be able to carry today?
Well, the message that all of these people that came up traveled 4.5 to 5 hours, some places zero visibility and fog, to come here to tell the board that they need to increase the pumping of that water rather than sending it out to the ocean and allow these communities to have water rather than bottled water to take a bath with, to eat with, when we're sending water to the ocean. When to send a message to this board is to say you need to take control of your own operation and not allow staff to make decisions such as this vital decision that was made last week by Mr. Tom Howard to let the water go to the ocean when you had 3 federal agencies and a state agency saying, requesting, let this water be pumped. Let's send it to storage. Let's preserve it so we could have it for these communities, for these people. And a staffer made a decision, no, because he's the director, I'm going to send it to the ocean, disregarding a request by Senator Feinstein and several congressmen on the same letterhead, which is sometimes not very common, to request this, and yet the staff has the staff has made the decision, so now we got to have a hearing to tell the board, you need to take control of your staff and allow this water to be pumped, and that's what these people are here today about. I'm hoping that they're putting us in a side room now, and I hope the board realizes how many people are here that are in a side room, that they're not going to be able to face the board. And the other problem we will have today is they got a bunch of panels. And it's a great thing to have panels because panels take the place when it's time for the public to testify. And in these cases, these people that were in these buses probably are going to have to leave by this afternoon because they're going to give all these people that spent time in hotels this today, last night here, and all those great things. But yet the people that are in the fields, in the grocery stores, in the laundromats, in the parts houses, in those rural communities, they may not be able to testify because they're going to have to get back on their bus by 3 o'clock to head back a 4.5-hour drive. And they're worried about the fog. And I don't blame them. Even to come this morning, people had to drive to where they were being picked up, at least 45-minute drive in the fog, to come up here to say, you are destroying our communities by making decisions with your staff that don't have any validness. And as a board, you're in charge. Who's running the organization? Is it the board or is it the staff?
Right. And you are obviously very fired up about this, about not only the decision that is going to affect greatly farming and communities, but also the fact that all these people who came here today really won't be seen by the board.
Exactly. Because by the time they get through their panels, 1:32 o'clock, and then who's going to be heard is that we just got up here because we had to travel the longest distance. We could have left at 2 in the morning, but the fog was horrible then in various spots, so we left later. But they may not get the opportunity to testify in front of this board, and the board may decide to cut the time that the public gets to speak because we've allowed so much time for some panels, which is great, but wait a minute, you know what the issue is. You know what the issue is. Your staff made a decision a week ago to send water out to the ocean and only keep pumping very little. Well, wait a minute. You can have a hearing and say, you know what, we're going to do this. Now, I understand today they may be only taking testimony and they're not going to make a decision. Oh, so we're going to go another week or 2 weeks before you finally make a decision to deal with this issue? Yeah, there's water in this building today. Yeah, that's great. But what about the people that don't have the water in their businesses or in their homes and the farmers that are having to cut jobs? Along with this crisis, I've got a port, several ports, but the one in Oakland, where I have greed, pure greed, of employees of unions wanting more money and more this and to tell how to arbitrate agreements. And yet the product that's at the ports is rotting. People are losing their jobs because they can't ship product. We can't pack product in our warehouses. Citrus to almonds to vegetables are sitting there, and they're going to rot. And that means those jobs. And the product that's there in the Port of Oakland was the water that they got in 2014 to irrigate that little crop up because they let the other water, there was no water for the other parts of their farming. So this one crop now is being held hostage again by, in this case, the union activity about greed. How much more money do they need to make?
So many issues that are happening right now affecting the farming communities.
Because of water.
And that's everybody involved in agriculture, and it all comes down to water. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today?
I think the public needs to step up and really voice their opinion to this governor about the strike that's going on at the Port of Oakland and stop it immediately. He needs to take action rather than just sitting and let a union do what they want to do. To destroy, they're making $147,000 to $220,000 a year. Here we got workers in communities making $17,000, $27,000 a year, and that's their whole livelihood. And then we have these people that have put the products of agriculture at hostage. And that should not be. There should be legislation by this state and by the Congress that says no food will ever be held hostage by port strikes, just like the rail strikes or airport strikes. You can't do it. And that needs to happen, the food. But today I think the public needs to step up and finally say, you know, enough is enough. And we need to start pumping water rather than throwing it out to the fish or out to the ocean to take care of some problems. So now it's a bad situation. I thought I'd never see where a state board is being dictated by staff on what to do. So, but thank you very much for being here, though. And Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.